Okay, well, I'm going to be honest. I used to be an event hater, okay? but reverse engineering means, number one, starting out with what is the outcome you want? And it had better not just be raising money. That's how you have a failing event, because you've opened up a bank ATM and you're dressing it up like a party and you just really want to suck the money out of everybody. But really, this event needs to do three things, and that is tell the transformation, how you elevate, how many people you've elevated through the years, and get people to hear why you are different. And then number two, you want to enroll them. It's like enrollment, right? So they're becoming people that you can reach out to in the future, and they're going to become believers in your cause. So post-event, you want people. You want humans. You want them to get into the frequency, duration, and level past the event. And of course, you want the event to raise money. And I think a reason a lot of people hate events is that they aren't footsy enough. They haven't reverse engineered now the return on investment portion. And I'll tell you now, so the end of the last year, several of the events I did doubled in money. Like it was a $250,000 event. It became a $500,000 event. And people just wrote the fattest checks in the world. And even post-event, they came back. And the reason that event should be thought of like a, think of it as a, but you're going to the homecoming, right? It's a high school homecoming. Well, you better tell them it's the homecoming dance and not the homecoming game, right? So gala party, use your pre-event marketing to set expectations. And remember, if you're going to a dance, people are going to ask you to dance. So let them know it's a fundraiser. You will be asked to make a joyful gift of some kind. And we know we have numerous people coming. So make sure you have a diversification in the way that they can give and the way they want to give. Also, you don't want so much electronics and technology that you make the donor have to jump through burning hoops to give their gift. A lot of people who give money don't want to give money on their phone in a live event. They don't want to hold up a paddle that has a QR code that someone's going to come around and like swipe a card or get their QR code. That's not joyful. You want to be able to say, thank you so much, Travis, for your gift of $5,000 and have everyone applaud. Travis, keep your arm up. In about 10 minutes, somebody will come by and swipe your credit card. So be careful on the technology you're using. You're wearing out your donors. You're not making it philanthropic. And then here's what's the number one thing that's happening now is my clients are finding alternative places to have their donor enrollment event. And I'm talking, if they're a camp, they're doing it at camp. And we're not having like ball gowns and tuxedos. We're bringing people to the camp to see what's happening. You know, handicapped children are able to do, they're able to see the pool. They're able to see how they're going to learn to do archery. And we're going to have an exhibit in one of my clients. Another one is doing the event in the garden of her own facility. We're saving thousands of dollars. We're just getting some good speakers in so everyone can hear. And we're bringing them to the soil where the transformation happens. And so I think this is a wonderful way to move forward. You're really going to tell your story. People are going to see where some of those shortcomings are, where they could invest, right? Let them leave thinking, gosh, they could really use, another lift over the swimming pool. And, you know, maybe we could put our name on it. Let's write that check later on. But let them see where they can invest and serve people and bring elevated work to the organizations that they are attending, you know. How can we let them help us elevate?